This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum joins me live in studio. He's with the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org. I was literally just writing about the Miller Center this afternoon. I'm working on an update of a book that'll come out in the spring of 2011, and have a little blurb in there about the Miller Center. So I was doing a little bit of reading and reintroducing myself to all the things the Miller Center does. And it's amazing. And one thing you can really see when you look at the history, too, is some of the things that have changed and a lot of the new things that y'all are doing since Governor Belisle joined as director in April of 2006. It's really just exploded with all sorts of new activity and programs and vision, and y'all are just doing a terrific job.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. We're even now doing it a mile high.
I heard about that. What is this? What is it with Delta, right?
Delta is going to put us on their channel that you can tune to while you're flying across one of the oceans. And if you want to get something serious instead of just another cartoon or sportscast. So it should be interesting.
So is it video, audio, or
both?
Yeah,
it's some of the forums and a couple of the debates.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's really cool.
That came about through Governor Belisle's efforts. He, during his years practicing law, he represented many of the major airlines around the world in several matters, and made a lot of friends in the airline industry. And he started talking to some of them about this, and they said, "Great idea." People, you know, on these 6, 8, 10-hour trips want to leaven the journey with something something smart.
He's got a lot of connections, doesn't he?
He really does.
How was your Thanksgiving? Was it good? You had a whole mess of people in the house?
It was good, yes. We had half the children and half the grandchildren.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's a whole lot in your family.
Yes. Yeah.
George Gillum is with us, and give us a preview now of what you have going on at the Miller Center this month, and if we have time, we'll look at 2011, or 2011, as they say.
We have a couple of very interesting and, I think, important topics in December, you know, which is always kind of a wind-down month. Kids are taking exams, faculty is grading exams and reading papers, so it's... You need to end the semester with a couple of very good programs in order to get people to come out. So this coming Friday, December 3rd, we have a woman named Michelle Alexander, who's a lawyer, clerked on the U.S. Supreme Court for Justice Blackmun, was in private practice, and has written a very, very interesting book. She now teaches law. She's written a very interesting book called The New Jim Crow: Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. The statistics on the number of African Americans who are incarcerated, particularly for relatively minor nonviolent offenses, are staggering. There's a huge cost to our economy. There's a huge human cost involved in this. And she's written a book that is will knock your socks off. It's shocking and depressing, and it's a question that I've addressed in several forums, and it's one that I think the country needs to address. Yeah. We can't afford to keep all these people in prison.
It really has become because it's so expensive now. I think it's become an issue that is uniting the far right and the far left. The far right, for reasons of I'm painting with a very broad brush here, but for reasons of fiscal responsibility and the government shouldn't be spending this much money, and the far left for saying this argument this woman is making is this is essentially a new way of enforcing old Jim Crow laws of
yes.
locking up young African American men by and
yes.
large.
And some very conservative people have gotten very interested in the issue for non-fiscal reasons. The fellow who is the Atlanta bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal spends his days reporting on banks, has written a book along somewhat the same lines, and I had him speak about 2 years ago. So it's an important topic, and I hope people who are interested just in issues of fundamental fairness as well as the economic issues will come out to listen to Michelle Alexander on
Friday. Yeah,
that's great.
And that's Friday at 11?
Friday at 11. And then next Friday, which will be our last event of the year, one of our great favorites, Jan Crawford, who is the CBS television Supreme Court reporter. She was known as Jan Crawford Greenberg, but she was divorced a year or so ago, now goes by Jan Crawford. She started on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer for several years. She went to ABC and now is at CBS, and she is wonderful. And she is coming in to talk about the 2010 terms of the U.S. Supreme Court that included some very important opinions, most importantly, the Citizens United decision.
Which we saw that in action this last election.
We did. And Jan's an excellent reporter, a very good talker. I mean, she's a television performer, and she's very good. She's from Alabama. So even some of us in Virginia will be impressed with the syrupy nature of her.
Yeah. I was in Birmingham a few months ago. Man, it's great.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Hey, if you just joined us, we're talking with George Gillum, an old friend of the program, and he is giving us a preview of what the Miller Center of Public Affairs has in store for you this month at the Public Forum program. All these events, the information is available online at MillerCenter.org. And if you can't be there in person, you can watch the webcast. Again, MillerCenter.org. And they are also now on public radio and public television as well.
Yes.
Are all of them available?
Yes.
Or is it just selects the entire series?
Everything we've done the last 6 years is available online. And everything we've done the last 2 years is available on a whole bunch of PBS stations. Right now, there's something over 100 stations that are broadcasting our program.
That's terrific. Can you give us, we've got a few minutes left, can you give us a preview of 2011? Because I know you've probably already been very busy scheduling.
We have. January of 2011 really displays our whole bag of tricks. We have, on January 17th, a woman named Isabel Wilkerson, who has written a book called The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration, which is about the migration of people out of the Deep South to the North and to the West after the turn of the century, some to escape Jim Crow laws, some to reach for better economic opportunities. But the internal migration in this country in the decades after the turn of the 20th century far outstripped immigration as a factor in redefining where people live in this country. The book received a page one review in the Sunday New York Times. I expect it will get the Pulitzer Prize this year. It's a wonderful book. And we've had all the Pulitzer Prize winners. I've told her, you have to get the Pulitzer Prize to keep our streak going. January 21st, Anthony Cordesman, Progress and Grand Strategy in the Afghan War. He's a think tank guy from Washington, very smart. We've had him at the Miller Center before. Everybody's concerned about Afghanistan. Tony Cordesman is the guy who can tell us why we're there and how this thing is going to play out. Scott Atran. Scott Atran is one of the most interesting people in the world. He has interviewed some 600 surviving family members of suicide bombers, and he has plotted where they come from and why they became suicide bombers. And it is amazing stuff that he's done. So he'll be here on January 24th. The title of his talk is Faith, Brotherhood, and the Unmaking of Terrorists. And his basic argument is, people become suicide bombers because this is what their friends are doing.
Really?
And he shows that there are neighborhood clusters in certain cities where 8, 10, 12, 15 people who all grew up together kind of know each other. None of them religious particularly. None of them political particularly. They become terrorists the way people may become Washington Redskins fans, because that's
Holy
what their
cow.
Friends are.
It's a very different argument than we've been getting from the U.S. government.
It is, and he's very, very good. January 28th, Michael Duffy. Michael Duffy is the Washington bureau chief of Time magazine. We're going to be celebrating in a lot of ways the coming of the new frontier in 1960, 50 years ago. And Michael Duffy is going to kick off that by talking about how Time and Life covered the Kennedy campaign. In many ways, they created the first celebrity presidency. They had 8 staff photographers covering John F. Kennedy. Unheard of amount of coverage in that day. It was because he was glamorous. And
they finally got a photogenic president,
they got a photogenic president. And so he's coming in, and I believe he's going to bring a lot of their previously unpublished pictures. I've been talking with him on the phone, and he says they've got something like 10,000 photographs that have never been released from the campaign.
Wow.
So, and I've asked him to bring those, and I think he will. And then finally, we have a University of Virginia professor, William Hitchcock, who's done a great book on the end of World War II in Europe. You know, most of what Americans think about is the sort of celebratory, the victorious Allied troops marching across Europe. There's a lot of death and destruction in the wake of our march across Europe, the Allies' march, not just us. And he's done a book that focuses in on that. Not exactly upbeat stuff, but when we talk about going to war, this is the kind of stuff we need to think about.
George Gillum is with the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org. All of this information and detailed schedule is available there on the website, millercenter.org. George, thank you so much for all that you do and for this these wonderful speakers that you bring right here to our community. We always look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.